right now, so they have legitimate reason to be away today. But we do have a quorum, so we're set to go.
We're set to go.
Tartaglia?
Here.
Hudson? Clemens?
Here.
Barker? Nord?
Here. Okay, we'll ask for public comment during this time. During every meeting, we have a time when folks in the public can offer ideas, opinions in relation to anything that's of relevance to this commission. So if it is not on the agenda at this time, but you have something you'd like to speak to, now is your chance. Things we have on the agenda, we will give you opportunity later in that section. Anything anyone want to speak to that is not on the agenda? No, you need to come over to here, too. Now, remember, this is not on the agenda. If you're on the agenda, you'll be given the time in just a few minutes. Okay, yeah. Okay, hearing none on items not on the agenda, we'll move forward under the consent agenda, which includes the minutes of the regular meeting from March 3rd. Any corrections or additions here?
I'd move for approval of March 3rd's minutes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Get a motion and a second. Any further discussion? I call for the vote, please.
Commissioner Clements?
Yes.
Commissioner Tartaglia?
Yes.
Chairman Nord?
Yes. Okay, then we move to number two, which is a public hearing, minor revision to conditional use permit number 2011-001, Shop Quick Market alcoholic beverage sales license. We'll have a staff report. And then have a public hearing in which we will invite you to comment at that time.
Chairman Nord, commissioners, thank you. Just one point of clarification before we begin on this agenda item. At our last meeting with minor revision to conditional use permit number 388, I was asked as a staff member if any work was currently going on at the church. I did research that after our meeting with the building department. There was some interior work that was taking place. The proper permits had been pulled. It wasn't something that had gone through planning simply because it did not require any type of planning review. But that question was directed to me, and I wanted to make sure that I followed up with you and gave you the proper information. So thank you. Agenda item number two is a minor revision to a deemed approved conditional use permit, and it's conditional use permit number 2011-001. The location for this is 1604 G Street. It currently operates as a retail establishment, the Shop Quick Market. Planning Commission action is advisory on this conditional use permit, and the applicant is requesting a minor revision to their deemed approved CUP for issuance of a Type 21 off-sale general beer, wine, and distilled spirits alcoholic beverage sales license. The applicant currently holds a Type 20, which is an off-sale beer and wine license at this location. The project site is located in Tract 6602. The ABC, of course, allows certain amounts of licenses, and it's broken up for them by census tract. Within census tract 6602, six off-sale ABC licenses are currently permitted. Six licenses currently exist within this tract. Because the applicant currently holds a Type 20, the obtaining of a Type 21 would cancel their current Type 20 off-sale and reclassify them as a Type 21. So we would not see an increase in overall licenses. We would just see a change in the availability of distilled spirits under their license, whereas right now it's only beer and wine. The applicant is also requesting public convenience and necessity findings in conjunction with this conditional use permit. However, no action is required by the Planning Commission for public convenience and necessity, as that goes only to the City Council. So the Planning Commission's recommendation tonight in regards to this CUP will be forwarded to the City Council for them to consider the conditional use permit in conjunction with public convenience and necessity findings as well. Because it's a currently existing item, it is categorically exempt from any CEQA review, so a categorical exemption was filed for this. And staff's recommendation is that the Planning Commission recommend approval of conditional use permit number 2011-001, subject to the findings and conditions that are contained in the attached resolution 2011-07. Francis, could you clip off those lights, please? Thank you. Up on the board right now, we have the vicinity map of the location. This is the location right here. This, of course, is G Street, and then we have East Avenue, Dinuba Avenue right here, and this is 1604 G Street, the Shop Quick Market. This is their current site plan. They have a tentative approval at this time for an expansion to the footprint of their store. It is only site plan being done at staff level. Site plan does not require any type of public hearing. The site plan that is awaiting the city engineer, who has been on vacation, it is awaiting his final approval on engineering's conditions. The rest of the conditions from the other departments have already been approved by the various department heads, or at least reviewed and have a tentative approval at this time. You can see this cross-hatched area right through here is the proposed additional area that they're looking at right now. Not part of the public hearing tonight, but wanted to give you the explanation why the site plan doesn't look exactly like what is there today, but what they are also seeking in a site plan review approval. These are the elevations of the store, and again, this would include their addition. It includes some facade improvement around the front and an addition of approximately 800 square feet to the south of the building. And this is what their floor plan is going to look like. All of this space right through here is their current store they currently have right now, and this section right here is their proposed addition. So we're not going to see an increase in alcohol sales floor area. The request that they're coming forth with tonight for their conditional use permit is in regards to being able to just sell distilled spirits. This map can be kind of hard to see, but it shows the locations throughout the various tracks of where the current off-sale ABC licenses are. The highest concentration we know is up here on Manning Avenue. And this is their current location right here on G Street. Adjacent, or the closest to them, is about almost 2.5 blocks away, right through here. And then we've got another one down here at the Reedley Market, and then not anything over until the corner of Dinuba and Button Willow. Also attached are the ABC sign regulations for you to look at that have. There are certain standards and suggestions that the ABC makes as far as appropriate signing that needs to be placed. Inside of the conditions of approval, in Resolution 2011-07, are some items that were brought forth by the police department, items that they consistently would like to see at establishments that sell alcoholic beverages, regardless of what type of off-sale license they have. Those items revolve around videotaping equipment, items that the police department has access to and are compatible with the systems that they currently use, and proper visibility from the street into the store should any type of problems arise, so that the police could have a clear view of what the issue may be before they enter the building. Again, staff's recommendation is to recommend approval from the Planning Commission, and that concludes staff's report. We are available for any questions that the commissioners may have.
Okay, at this time we'll open this section to the public hearing portion. This is a time we invite anyone who wants to speak in favor of this conditional use permit or against this conditional use permit are welcome to come up and offer their ideas and opinions. Please, when you come up, if you'll give your name and your address and limit yourself to approximately 3 minutes if you can, unless you have such wisdom that it takes much longer.
Thank you, I appreciate it. My name is Faris Jabber, that's F-I-R-A-S. Last name is J-A-B-E-R. And my address is 1604 G Street, Reedley, California, 93654. Good evening, members of the Planning Commission. On behalf of Shop Market, my name is Faris Jabber, alongside my brother Mo Jabber, and we are here present today to answer any questions or concerns in regards to Shop Week Market's request for a minor revision to conditional use permit 2011-001 for a change from a Type 20 off-sale beer and wine to a Type 21 off-sale beer, wine, and distilled spirits. First, with the consent of this commission, I would like to read a brief statement from Abdul Jeber, who is the owner of Shopwick Market, Inc. Shopwick Market, Inc., located at 1604 G Street, has been serving the community of Ridley for approximately 16 years. The business has enjoyed great success for many years. The store is well known for being family-oriented, law-abiding, honest, and clean. But with the current state of our local economy, competition, and high customer demand, we come before you to respectfully request the change from an off-sale Type 20 to an off-sale Type 21 be granted here today to ensure continued success and the store's viability. Shopwick Marketing is in the process of adding, as Rob stated, Rod, of adding an additional 800 square feet of retail space in which all distilled spirits will be secured behind the checkout counter. Thus, unauthorized access will not occur. All employees will be LEED certified and are currently registered to attend ABC's June 6th LEED training course, which is a licensed education alcohol drugs. And further, the issuance of an off-sale Type 21, as Rod mentioned, will not increase the net number of off-premise licenses in the census tract. At this moment, there's only one Type 21 off-sale general beer and wine and distilled spirits license, which exists within the store's census tract, providing for limited accessibility. The location will continue to serve an established customer base with the addition of a newer, more customer-friendly building, serving both public convenience and necessity. The upgrade will contribute to the long-term economic development goals of the community and help bring in more business tax revenue. In closing, I would like to thank this commission for your time, this opportunity, and ask that you please grant this minor revision. Thank you.
Thank you. We may have some questions for you later, but
okay,
thank you.
Sounds good.
We'll call you back up then.
I'm available.
Okay, anyone else like to speak in relation to this use permit?
Yeah, Jeff Powell from Powell's Custom Upholstery. I'm about two blocks away from these guys, and it's very convenient for me to stop there for anything that I do need because it's only a couple blocks on my way home. And they're doing this alcohol stuff, and that would be great because it would be very convenient for me just to stop by there, you know, if I want to pick up something because it is on the way home. And I've known these guys ever since they opened up the shop, correct? They're very good people, very family, like you said, very family-oriented. Basically, that's about it. Okay. And I'm for this.
Okay, thank you very much, Jeff. Anyone else want to speak on this? Not that we want to hear it more than once, but if you have something else to add to it, you're very welcome to do that now. Once the public hearing closes, that's probably the end of your time to speak, so. Anyone else? Okay, with that, we'll close the public hearing section then and turn it to commissioners and or staff for questions, either of staff or of the applicants.
Rob?
Yes.
Can you tell me where that other 21 location is at?
Or point
let's see,
it, out
it should
on
be,
map.
Yeah.
Is it
the lights,
right? Yeah, it's the market. I believe the name is Ridley Market, Ridley Grocery. Is that correct, David?
On Dinuba
Avenue, right next to the DMV.
I'm not sure what the name of the market is.
Ridley Supermarket? Yeah.
Well, when I was growing up in the neighborhood, it was Jung's, so.
And Jackie's still around.
Just a
couple of years ago.
Yeah, it's a few years ago.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Other questions, commissioners, in relation to this?
Just one more. That particular census tract, can you point out where the boundary is for that tract?
Sure. Yeah, it can be kind of tough to see on this.
Okay.
Let's see how steady you are.
Yeah, exactly. The census tract comes right along here, goes across
North
Avenue, down East Avenue, and then splits along Springfield.
Okay.
And then comes down Button Willow. It stretches down a little bit of a ways down toward the south end of town, down to the county line, and then comes back up along the railroad.
Okay. So almost
here.
That triangle to a degree.
It is, yeah. It's basically within our city limits, this square right through here, and okay, then this triangle.
So does that include the Oaks, or is Oaks in another one?
The Oaks is just on the other side of the others of the adjacent census tract.
And then it appears that Timo's is in there, and I'm assuming that that one that's just a couple blocks to the north of them is the Hispanic Bakery?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Okay, and then George's Market's in there. I see it.
All right. Right.
Yeah, right,
right there.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Okay, any questions, comments, commissioners?
It's pretty straightforward.
Okay, any further comments, staff, on this at all? Okay, are we ready for some action?
We have two pieces, is that correct?
You would just have the one to make your recommendation for approval or for denial.
Okay, and then are you saying that 2011-07 goes to council?
Yes, as the Planning Commission Resolution 2011-07, whether for approval or for denial, as you vote upon, would go to the City Council along with their public convenience and necessity findings application.
You have two versions of the resolution.
Okay, I'm with you now.
One is recommending approval,
okay.
One is recommending denial.
Okay, I see it.
It is advisory to the City Council, so your action today is a recommendation to the City Council.
Okay.
Maybe before we vote, gentlemen, are you aware of the signage regulations in relation to Shop Quick Markets?
Yeah, so it was.
I'm thinking probably as much about having a clear shot into the business.
Oh yeah, here. The windows. Next page.
Let me just recommend that you look at that because I went by and took a snapshot. If you want to see, I'll point that out to you tomorrow. It's pretty common that a lot of times our windows get covered with. Posters, but it is for your safety as well as for officer safety, so you may want to give that some attention.
The police department had two concerns only with this license. The first one was visibility, and the second one was the video issue. Neither one of those were specific to the location. Those are just concerns that they have wherever alcohol is going to be sold. And that was the feedback that we received from Lieutenant Garza, was that those were the items that they needed to see within a resolution to support any recommendation for approval.
Are we talking about video that's accessible to the police services?
Yeah, whatever type of setup they have, it just needs to be compatible with what the police use, which means if they're using a digital video type of recorder, mm-hmm. It needs to be a technology that is compatible with what the police department can use, whether it's saved to a USB stick, a DVD, or even a VHS tape, something that, if need be, the police department can review.
Okay, is it correct to assume that they have that, or do we know that, or should we ask that?
We actually have a surveillance system in place right now, but we're in the process of upgrading. We've contracted with Westgate Audio and Video Surveillance, and within a matter of days, they should be out there upgrading their system.
Okay.
And then that will be compliant with the police department's.
And that is one of the conditions of approval.
Okay.
And how far out are we from the remodel then?
The site plan review should have approval by mid next week, and at that point it would be up to the applicant for when they actually bring in building plans to begin pulling their permits.
Okay.
Okay, do we have any further discussion or action on this item?
Well, unless somebody has something else, I would move to approve resolution number 2011-07.
Okay, and I'll go ahead and second it then.
And can we be clear that that's for recommending approval? Okay.
Yes.
Recommending approval, yes. Okay, any further discussion, staff or commission members? Okay, I'll call for the vote, please.
Commissioner Tartaglia?
Yes.
Commissioner Clemens?
Yes.
Chairman Nord?
Yes. Okay, gentlemen, move on and
hold the way.
Talk to the council, I guess, next. But do watch those signs.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to move on to new business under number three, conditional use permit for Sierra View Homes, resolution 2011-08. Again, Rob's got a little report for us, and then we'll have a public hearing.
Thank you, Chairman Nord. Agenda item number three is conditional use permit number 2011-002 for a minor revision to conditional use permit number 110. This is for Sierra View Homes, which recently had come before you for a major revision in addition to some to a variance and some other items that the Planning Commission had currently seen. After they had gone through their approval with those, the applicant approached staff again and wanted to simply cover their parking, to put covered parking over the stalls that had been proposed. Excuse me. They are not proposing any change. They're simply proposing just to cover the stalls that had been approved. Any small changes that would happen are seen by staff as very minor and would not make any adjustment, bringing the conditional use permit itself within what is seen as currently approved. Sierra View Homes, which is located at 1079 1155 East, has been operating since 1959. They currently have approved revisions to their site plan and their conditional use permit. Those actual approvals happened in 2010. The approvals included a 15-room, 21-bed, 24-hour care facility and a 50-unit independent living building. The facilities would require a minimum of 169 parking spaces to be provided. The applicant is providing for 178 total spaces. Since their original approval in 2010, the applicant, as stated before, has approached staff and asked if they could now use carports to cover that parking. This proposed addition will not displace parking or bring it to any levels that are below the number that are required for the project or that were previously approved. A mitigated negative declaration, which was environmental evaluation number 479, was prepared and circulated by the City of Reedley Planning Division in conjunction with the previous approval for their major revision to this conditional use permit and their variance for the Sierra View Homes expansion project. This proposed minor change does not require further environmental evaluation, and it is still seen as within line of the original approvals and conditions. This is also an item that does not require a public hearing because it is a minor revision to a conditional use permit. And staff's recommendation is that the Planning Commission approve the minor revision subject to the findings and conditions that are contained in Resolution 2011-08.
Okay.
Francis, if you could hit the lights again, please. This is the vicinity map showing Sierra View Homes in this region here. This is the Pecan Avenue that they received the okay to vacate, and the expansion of their project is happening mostly in this area right through here, but that's their whole project site. This can be kind of tough to see. North would be pointing from left to right this way. Here would be the current Pecan Avenue, one of the large facilities that they will be adding, the smaller facility here, and all of their required parking along in this area. It is these stalls through here that they are seeking approval on this minor revision to cover at this time. That concludes staff's presentation. We're available for any questions that the commission may have.
Okay, thank you, Rob. And this does not require a public hearing, so we will not have any, although if there's someone from the public that wants to make a comment, we usually do invite that too. So, okay, commissioners, any questions on this? Pretty minor.
Straightforward.
I would suppose that the covered spaces are probably similar to what they already have there.
They are. In fact, in your staff report, Exhibit A shows the carport elevations. The black and white copies can be a little tough to see, mm-hmm. Included with their site plan and everything, of course, was the engineered specs for that and these pictures that are showing that right. Exactly what they're going to look like. Staff's largest concern, of course, beyond them being engineered properly and structurally sound, is that they be painted to match the addition that they're going to put onto the building so that everything looks aesthetically pleasing, and that is included as one of the conditions.
Okay, any questions of this, of staff on this?
I'm good.
Gentlemen?
I'd move for approval of resolution number 2011-8.
I will second.
Got a motion and approval. Any further comment? Any comment from the public? Okay, I'd call for the vote, please.
Commissioner Clements?
Yes.
Commissioner Tartaglia?
Yes.
Chairman Nord?
Yes. Okay, now we got a city planner's report.
The only thing I've got to report is that as of this morning, we have an interim city manager. Ray Forsythe has come back to work with us while we transition, and I think this is his fourth time. His contract is through June 30th or until a full-time city manager would be appointed. Also point out that you have a memo from the fire chief related to street widths in the potential expansion area of the 2030 general plan update. He's provided some information of his concern regarding street widths and application of some of our existing standards. So I ask you to take a look through that and take it into consideration when we get back into our general plan update workshops. And our next workshop is scheduled for April 25th. Yeah. And we have a planning commission meeting scheduled for May 5th. So see you at those meetings, and that's all I have.
Okay.
Can I comment about this at this point, or do you want us just to absorb this and comment later?
I'd ask you to absorb that and have your comments available for the workshop. That way everybody that attends the general plan day workshop can hear your concerns or comments.
Okay.
But briefly, John, what are you thinking?
Well, this is actually wider than was initially initiated in the specific plan. When the specific plan was initially adopted by the commission, it then went for final approval at the city council level. And these are streets are actually wider than was initially planned under the Ahwahnee principle.
I think it's by 3 feet.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Are these 32?
35 or 38?
38. Okay. 35?
I think so, because they made it 1 foot less than Friesen Avenue.
What we'll do is we'll make sure that we have all those dimensions available at the workshop.
That would be good. I mean, I know it's some sure. of those are tough to negotiate, and it does involve some planning. And I don't want to make it any harder on them than possible to get to where they need to go. But that's also why many of the newer style trucks have roll-up doors instead of swing-open doors, so they can get into tighter spots and still access their equipment. So, and they put big bumpers on that truck for a reason. If there's a safety concern, you move the car.
Instead of putting.
As long as it's the other guys.
I know it's tough to negotiate some of those streets with the buses. I understand that, having driven many of them myself in a large bus. But it takes some planning, and I know you're in a hurry to get where you got to go to. And I'd certainly welcome to have good professional fire protection if my home was on fire. But just be mindful of the fact that it's larger than was initially planned and even recommended by planners of the Ahwahnee principle.
Okay, John, I'm sure we'll hear that at least one more time.
Just warming up, George.
Okay, anything else for the good of the cause? You fellows may not be attuned to this, but do you know, has the city gotten on to this crime reporting process that was approved by the council some months ago?
I'm not aware.
Have
David,
you heard
do you
of
know?
No. My understanding was the city council approved a
like through Twitter
a specific program or system for showing where crime is occurring, and I've heard nothing since.
Oh. Yeah, that hasn't anything. Not something that I've seen.
Yeah.
We'll see what we can find out for you.
Okay, I'll nose around a little bit too. Okay, anything else for the good of the cause? If not, we'll adjourn this meeting. 5:31, Francis.